it just got me so angry that I had the hardest time keeping my cool in front of an audience, which is really important. So that was the hardest time that I think I've ever had. I was the angriest. Let's just put it that way. That was the hardest to keep my cool without yelling at this guy. So, but that was a different kind of hard, because on the merits, it wasn't like he's putting forth hard questions. I will say that this recent discussion I had with Alex O'Connor, who right now is probably the best known atheist in the world, he's only 26. He's brilliant. And he's very clever, very fast on his feet, and he does this all the time. And so when I'm 5 hours and 15 minutes across the table from Alex O'Connor, and he's pushing back really hard on me, only 3 hours and 23 minutes or so made it into the final cut. But this is a long haul. And he pushed back really hard on a number of issues. And I found that I had to really be careful. He was a steamroller. Anybody who's read Tactics knows what that is. An interrupter. Push, push, push. You can't get your answer out before he's jumping in and interrupting. He was doing a bit of that. He was raising challenges to Christianity in the most uncharitable way, I thought, in some cases. Now, he's a calm, even-handed kind of guy, and most of the time he's pretty nice to Christians. I'm not a fan of his show, but guys who have told me that they've listened a lot to him said when they listened to this interview, this is the toughest or most aggressive they've ever seen him with a Christian. And the irony is that, the things that he was advancing against my view, and he was in a worse position with regards to those issues than me, you know. So, I mean, if I had had time to develop some of the rejoinders to what he has said, it would have made him look really bad. His view looked bad is the point. But in any event, when you're in a tough situation, you got eight cameras rolling, eight cameras. And you know this is going out to a lot of people, and there are 12 million people who have subscribed to this channel. And so there's a lot at stake, and the pressure's on, and you've got an opponent that's pretty aggressive, and you got the kind of fog of war kind of situation. After we were done, you think, oh, I wish I would have said this, or wish I would have said that. But that required a tremendous amount of concentration in dealing with Alex so that I could rebut or parry at least the challenges he was making and offer a characterization of the Christian worldview that didn't look silly in the way that he was trying to make it look. So that was probably one of the hardest conversations I've ever had.
Yeah. And when you spend 5 hours with someone like that, or multiple people like the Diary CEO interview, do you guys go out to like Red Robin or Bob Evans afterwards? How's that look?
Well, in this case, this is downtown New York. We are like eight blocks from the Empire State Building. But as it turned out, when we were done, I invited Alex O'Connor to dinner. He had to get right on an airplane flying back to London because the next morning he had another one of these things to do. Then he said, look, and I don't do these things all the time, but this is on my schedule. So he indicated he would have wanted to, you know, connect if we could. And he said, I'm in LA on occasion, so maybe we can do something when I get in LA where I live. So we'll see. But generally, in a situation like that, that hasn't been the case. But in his case, I would have liked to have met with him because I think the conversation would have been more genial, though I don't think he was mean, but he was on his marks, okay? And I think it went during the filming, and I think he would have been more relaxed, and we'd have a different quality of conversation if it was just over dinner. But he wasn't able to do that, so.
Yeah, and I mean, he's so interesting, because sometimes with him, I'm thinking, well, he's only 26. C.S. Lewis didn't come towards even theism until he was 30. Or I guess you can compare it to, maybe Jesus didn't really start his missionary journey with his ministry until he was age 30. So I'm always thinking, well, I feel like a guy like Alex O'Connor, I can so see Christ working through and making him, I guess, the modern version of it. Maybe that's crazy. I don't know. But sometimes the way I see him carry himself amongst Christians, going and he, you know, goes to seminary, has all these debates and conversations with the opposite side, and now he's more subscribing to an agnostic worldview versus just atheist. I'm like, slowly but surely, maybe he is heading that direction. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he is quite transparent about his ideas about stuff. And I saw an interaction with him and Sam Harris, one of the so-called new atheists, one of the two surviving of the four. And Sam was kind of taken to task for being too conciliatory to theists, especially Christians. And so he did an interview also with John Lennox, and was very gracious to John Lennox, you know, and was very amicable. It was there at Oxford, or maybe Cambridge, but it was a he has an interesting transparency. He is mystified by consciousness, and he is kind of toying with panpsychism as an alternative. I don't know why he doesn't, and I would ask him this, why aren't you going to mind-body dualism if you're mystified by, why don't you have a soul and a body? What's wrong with that? Oh, well, that's a part of Christianity. Panpsychism is outside of it, you know, so I don't know about that. But he does have, and he just recently did something, why I'm looking at Christianity in a more favorable light. And he said that, you know, something happened in the first century there around 33 AD. Something happened. This Jesus guy did something because there was an explosion of world change following that, like never happened with anybody else. What happened? So these are fair things. But then then you wonder, is that going to make a difference? Is he getting closer genuinely to bending his knee? I don't know. I had heard these things about Alex in particular. I think this is more true of Alex than anyone else who's operating as a public atheist right now. All of those guys are way at the extreme, in my view. Very hostile, very combative. There's no way that Christianity is true. Those are people who are kind of working in the business of atheism. Now, there are significant people that were atheists. Tom Holland, who is the British, I think he was an atheist, a British historian. Alan Standage, who is a physicist, who became a Christian on the way to the evidence. So some of these people made radical changes. Hiri Asi Ali, I never say her name right, but she's a Muslim woman. Do you know how to say her name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I tried, it'd be worse than the Kugel incident.
That's okay. That was good. So she went from Islam to atheism and now to Christianity. So you do see changes on a high level. What you don't see is high-level atheists that are in the business of atheism, like a Richard Dawkins or Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, et cetera, et cetera. You don't see them changing their mind. And so Alex is the only one that I can see that seems to be giving, maybe wondering. All right. Now, I'd heard about this before I was on with him. Then when I was on with him, I thought, no way, this guy's not getting any closer at all. But that was the combative environment of an interview like that. Since then, he's made more comments. He said, I'm not a Christian. People think I'm maybe getting closer. I'm not a Christian, but I think Christianity is more plausible now than I used to think. And he used to be kind of the kind of new atheist ilk. And he's many times confessed, I'm tired of that. No way. So that doesn't mean he's changed his atheism, but there's a different posture he has. So who knows? God knows. And certainly there are fabulous examples historically. I mean, Paul, Saul of Tarsus for one, and Nebuchadnezzar, biblically, both of them. And then even modern day examples where people just turned on a dime. Beckett Cook, a guy was deeply embedded in the film industry, knew everybody. And he was homosexual, and he walked into a church gay, and he walked out of the church completely repudiating his lifestyle. He got miraculously saved in that one session. And now he's an apologist regarding that issue for Christianity and et cetera. But so it does happen. Who knows? We'll see what happens with people should pray for him. And we'll see what God does.